We're talking about a new bill that would phase in diaper-changing stations in every restroom and how that would work for public buildings. What questions or thoughts do you have about requiring changing tables in restrooms? Parents out there, has the fact that lots of buildings that only have changing rooms in the women's bathroom, has it affected the way you have to parent? Dads in particular, have you struggled to find a place to care for your infant? What would help? Join in 800-642-1234. State Senator Chris Larson represents Wisconsin's 7th Senate District that covers Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. And he served in the state Senate since 2010. Senator Larson, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's talk logistics here. What would this bill effectively do?
So for any building that is under construction or gets renovation after this bill passes, the owner of that building would be required to make sure that restrooms designated for use by all genders and restroom designated for use by women and restrooms designated for use by men would have and maintain a baby changing station within those bathrooms. That's it. Simple as that. It's about making sure that any parent that's going out in public is able to change their child, which I think a lot of people in this day and age expect.
Is this currently regulated in any way in Wisconsin?
No. At this point, it's basically been up to commercial buildings. It's been up to private owners and for those in public to decide if they want to put these things in or not. So this was a big boom in the 80s and 90s where these started to become more and more available in public. But no, not in Wisconsin. There's not any regulation of these.
And it's not lost on me that the co-authors of this bill have talked about their own situations as a parent. Yeah. Have you struggled with the lack of access to changing tables yourself?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about it in too much detail because it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a gross topic. Most people don't want to talk about it in the morning. But yeah, we're all dads. We've all been there. We could tell our stories, but I don't think during your fun drive you want to hear that. But yeah, yes. And so it's about making sure that when you get into a bathroom, that if it's a dad, if it's a mom, whoever it is, that you're able to take care and make sure that your kid is clean and cleaned up well. We'll leave it at that.
So if this bill would become law, changing tables would be required in all restrooms on new or, you know, substantially renovated public buildings. And if it's successful, would there be future plans to include buildings that fall outside of this category?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of those buildings that are owned by private entities, owned by businesses, they're kind of at the forefront of it, actually, because they recognize they want shoppers, especially this time of year where people are going out and spending money. They want folks in there, and one of the easy ways to do that is make sure you have an accessible bathroom. People have kids, and people are going out and shopping with them. So I don't think we're going to get to that point. But I would say that this is, in other states where this has passed, it's been broadly bipartisan. In unique states like Arizona, Utah, California, Illinois, New Mexico. And it's just to make sure that for those that are in public spaces, where I think most young parents expect that, they'd be there.
What is the cost of this change to a business?
Yeah, so I think for most of these things, they cost about $100 to be able to install and put in. There's different private services. We're not mandating any particular group that does these. So yeah, it's about putting those things. But I'd change the question on you and say, what is the cost of not having these things in, right? So imagine going into one of these public buildings, if it's a public swimming pool or a public restroom, and you go in there and you're trying to change your kid and you can't do it. And I think it ends up making a messy situation, to say the least. And somebody will have to end up cleaning up after that. I think that is that's more of a cost than the initial cost of getting and maintaining these things.
What have you heard from fellow lawmakers so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think most people recognize it's a good idea. And what's been surprising is even the support from women, because while the three main co-sponsors were all dudes, we're all fathers, it's also about switching the gender norms, because I think there's this expectation for women to have to do this. And so the women go to bathrooms and there's a child baby changing station in there, but there's not one in there for the guys' room. and it kind of makes you wonder, well, wait a second, why is it expected that the mother has to take care of the baby every single time? And my kids are old, they're out of diapers now, but having gone in there, it was something that was like, okay, I can't really do it if there's not a child baby changing station in there. So I think mothers, that's been the most surprising thing, is that moms get this just as much as the dads do.
Oh, yeah. And you know that feeling as a mom when your spouse walks right out, back out of the bathroom, and you're just like, oh, all right, great. There's that feeling. We're talking about a bill that would have diaper changing stations available to both men and women in public buildings and commercial buildings. State Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee's co-author is on the line with us. What questions or thoughts do you have about requiring changing tables in all restrooms? How do you make do when there isn't a changing table? Join in, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a moment for more conversation. It is State Senator Chris Larson right here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at new legislation that would require public buildings and commercial buildings with restrooms open to the public to have diaper changing stations, regardless of whether it's a women's restroom, whether it's a men's restroom, whether it's an all-gender restroom. And parents, have you had issues with the lack of access to changing tables? Join in, 800-642-1234. State Senator Chris Larson is a co-author on this bill, and he stays with us. Let's go right to the phones now. We have Keenan joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Keenan.
Hello. How's it going?
Good.
Good. So my daughter's 3 now, and ever since she was a baby, I've been the one that changes her when we go out to restaurants and things. And it kind of seems like most restrooms nowadays have changing tables in the men's room, but when they don't, it's pretty easy to change her on the countertop or sit on the toilet and change her in my lap. So I'm just wondering what the senator would say to someone that doesn't think that this is necessary, and how would this be funded?
Keenan, thanks for the call. Senator Larson, go ahead.
Yeah, so I would say, as much as it may seem easy to change your kiddo on the counter, I gotta think that most people would appreciate it if you don't do that, considering what, you know, where kids' bottoms have been. So this is about the making sure that everybody's safe and sanitary, and that you can do this in privacy in a bathroom. Which is the reason why that these exist. Yes, we can end up making do when it's it's an easy diaper change. But when it's not, you want to make sure these are in there. And I think as Keenan said, most places have figured this out and have those there, have the diaper changing stations installed already, because most people expect that. And I think it is more of a problem when it's not there. And you're expecting it and you need it than when it is.
And this baby bathroom bill doesn't have a budget line per se.
Right. It's just, it would be built into the expectations of future renovations and future new buildings.
Let's go to Mary now in Waukesha. Hi, Mary.
Okay. I had just 2 ideas. If they have these in public buildings, sometimes homeless people use these public library bathrooms to change their clothes and to clean up. And I think this would be a convenient table for them to set things on.
Well,
and also if someone wants to take drugs, this would be a convenient table for them to set them on. So someone will have to keep them clean. Otherwise, choosy about which bathrooms you put them in and what buildings.
Senator Larson,
single building.
Yeah, Senator Larson, when we think of public buildings, what are the buildings we're talking about?
Yeah, I think of public swimming pools, right? You think of public parks, park pavilions. You think of going into City Hall. You go to the state capitol. If you're going to the courthouse, all of these are public buildings, right? And so these are places that are pretty busy. So I have people going in and out of them all the time. And so you're going to have a lot of traffic that's going in there, and you're going to have, I think in most cases, again, people expect that. As far as addressing our homeless problem, yes, you're going to have that, as you have it in all public buildings. And I would say that the problem is more that we need to solve homelessness than it is about trying to shoo people out of public buildings.
Let's go to Edwin now in Rice Lake. Edwin, hi.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Really quickly, as we're running out of time.
I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful for this bill, and especially as an engaged gay man, I think that's especially important for same-sex parents and single fathers who may not have the option to have someone else change their baby when they're in a public space.
Edwin, thanks so much for the call. And Senator Larson, it is really about equal opportunity access here.
Yeah, I think there's a recent study from Pew Research is showing more and more millennial fathers are being the primary caretaker. So that number is ticking up. And so as that's happening, as we're achieving gender equity, I think it makes sense that you're making sure that dads can change their kiddos the same way that moms are. So it shouldn't be a burden that's expected on one gender or the other. It's about making sure that people can both take part in parenting, or as the caller, if it's a same gender, they have the ability to be able to do that.
Well, Senator Larson, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. Good luck with a fun drive.
State Senator, thank you. State Senator Chris Larson represents Wisconsin's 7th Senate District that covers Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and Cudahy. Coming up, researchers broke down the impact of Foxconn subsidies. We'll look at their numbers in just a bit. You're with us on The Morning Show. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.